This is Rion Jones of the Consultation Institute. It's the 12th of June. Not that the weather suggests that it's that time of year. I don't know what you know about policy making, but I once heard a previous Prime Minister of the Irish Republic say policy making is a little bit like making sausages. You don't want to inquire too closely about what goes into it. And maybe that's why this Thursday, the Objective Corporation has sponsored a white paper that I have the great pleasure of presenting to a rather prestigious audience in Belfast, where the work has been focused. And the paper really is all about the challenge of policy making in this age of austerity. What we're saying, basically, it's always difficult, but it's even more difficult, A, when you haven't got any money, B, when many of the institutions of policymaking are themselves being destabilized by reorganizations and what have you. And we're also saying, right now, the public expectations for involvement are sky high, and things like social media are encouraging the public to campaign vigorously for one side or another of a policy decision. Now, that makes things more difficult, but sometimes time is against us. And English local authorities, for example, are wrestling this month with the reality that the government has scrapped the housing benefit scheme and wants every council in England to manufacture its own scheme, but only if they have consulted properly and it's given certain rules for how it wants it to be done. For example, you mustn't be hurting pensioners, you mustn't be discriminating unfairly against some of the protected categories under the equalities legislation. And wait for it, they also want the new schemes to cost 10% less and enhance the incentive to work. So it's a fairly tall order. And as I'm recording this today, one of our associates, Rebecca Addis, is up in Manchester doing a workshop for councils in that area to get their minds around what kind of consultation is feasible in the current situation. So that's a classic bit of, in this case, local as opposed to national policy making. And there are key processes involved in good policy making. They include listening to stakeholders. They include taking account of various constraints. And it includes a certain amount of internal dialogue, which, of course, itself costs a fortune. That's why our friends in Objective are so interested in this, because their software will help people handle this enormous paper chase and make other efficiencies in the design of a policy-making project. From our point of view in the Consultation Institute, what's really important is that the right stakeholders are consulted at the right time in the right way. And as our friends who are going to be looking at this in the context of housing benefit to local government will find out very quickly, that is easier said than done. Policymaking is important, and consultation's role in it is the subject of the Tuesday topic we have published this week, and which is obtainable, as usual, from our website upon request for non-members and automatically for those who are members. And this is a subject which we'll return to, I'm sure, on another occasion.